More local governments in Michigan are reporting better fiscal health in 2014. That's according to the University of Michigan's Center for Local, State, and Public Policy. Tom Ivacos with the center, and he tells us the latest Michigan public policy survey is an important development as the state recovers from the Great Recession.
The tipping point is on overall fiscal health for local governments. Our key indicator, we ask local leaders across the state whether their jurisdiction is better able or less able to meet their fiscal needs compared to last year. And for the first time since 2009, when we started these surveys, more jurisdictions say they're better able than less able. So we've kind of passed this fiscal health tipping point.
Which is, says to you what?
Well, it says a number of things. One thing it says is things are getting better. Another thing it says is this is a very slow process. We're 5 years after the end of the Great Recession, and we've just now passed this tipping point. So improving local government fiscal health just is a very slow thing. It's like turning a really big ship in a small river.
What does it mean, Tom, to residents and to the employees of these municipalities?
Well, it means a few things. For employees, there's definitely some good news. Local jurisdictions are starting to increase pay rates, and that's new. During the worst part after the end of the Great Recession, very few jurisdictions were increasing pay rates. Instead, they were laying staff off.
Asking for concessions.
Absolutely. We saw lots of evidence of cuts in fringe benefits, cuts in pay, and so on. We're now starting to see jurisdictions start to increase pay rates again for their employees. So that's good news for the employees. For citizens, I think it's still going to take a little bit longer before the good news really starts to show up. Some jurisdictions are still cutting services and so on. But others are starting to boost their service levels as well.
And I'm wondering, for the 40% of the communities who say things are unchanged, are they struggling? Are they doing all right? Or are they somewhere in between, do you think?
I think they're mostly somewhere in between. We seem to be seeing jurisdictions in three different paths, those who are declining, those who are improving, and those who have just kind of hit a plateau, and they're not really moving one way or another. That plateau, however, is things are worse than they were before the Great Recession. And so for the jurisdictions who say things really haven't changed much this year, it's not necessarily good news.
So what's the message?
Well, the message is, I think if you're an optimist, there's a lot of good news, much more than there was in 2009 and 2010. If you're a pessimist, there's still a lot of evidence that things are difficult. So at the end of the day, I think the balance, though, is moving more towards the optimistic side. There's much more data for optimism than there was in 2009 and 10.
Tom Ivacos is with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School at the University of Michigan. Always good to see you and get that temperature check.
Thank you, Cindy.